let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. Inspired by God's revelation of inspiring quotations, author Stanley Rainbow aims to reaffirm the faith of the readers by providing his collection that enlivens and uplifts the spirit. He hopes that God's words will inspire the rest of the world as they did for him. Stanley was born in a small town in New Zealand, grew up in a working-class family with six siblings. He was the fourth child. He's been working since he was 15, always trying to be helpful to all people. He's worked as a comedian on stage, a clown, and for the last 9 years, he drives his bus in a Santa suit, a supporter of a number of charities, and now he shares quotations sent to him from God to inspire himself along with the rest of the world. Stanley Rainbow, author of God-Inspired Quotations and Understandings by Skype from New Zealand, is our guest on This Week in America. Stanley, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Thank you for having me, Rick.
We're talking about how many thousands of miles we're away, I still don't know, but the miracle of Skype, I'm able to get you here, and we're able to have you on the program to talk about this book, which is receiving excellent reviews and really inspiring a lot of people. Let's go back to the beginning on this. Where did you get the idea? Why did you feel inspired to write this book, God-Inspired Quotations and Understandings?
Well, it actually started when I went to a church and I was praying, and Jesus was standing right in front of me, praying over me. That's how it first started.
Boy, that really got your attention, didn't it? Talk about that and why you felt this was really a message from God, and then you decided to take that message and share it with others. What impact did that message, that incident, have on you?
Oh, well, it opened the way because from that point on, whether I was asleep, wake, whatever, God sent me a quotation, which I had to write down there and then. And while at that church, I was in a man's group, and they said, "What's your aim in life?" And I put down, one of them was to write a book. And it went from there.
That's amazing. And the book is God-Inspired Quotations and Understandings. Stanley D. Rainbow is the author. Our guest coming to us via Skype from New England, from New Zealand. Was New England, we could get together, but he's in New Zealand. And the information I'll give you here in a couple of minutes, all the places to buy the book, the usual page turner, you can find it. You'll find it at Amazon. Talk about the process of writing the book. When did you feel you had enough information, messages that you received from God, that you could put the book together?
Well, I actually started through a self-publishing book. I did it myself, and I ran out of money, and I just couldn't progress with the self-publishing because I needed to have the money to continue it. And I got a call from Page Turner Media pointing out that they could assist me more through their book company. So I decided it was time to move. And I apologized to the other company, but money is tight at the moment. And I've just plugged along with Page Turner Media to this stage.
And it's so important because you've got so many important inspirations, messages to get out there. This is interesting. You talk about it was what, all hours of the day and night when you would get these messages. A lot of sleepless nights, I would think, as you get up and you write down what you just received.
It was tough, even with having to go to work every day, because I worked 6 days a week and had one day off only.
Yeah, and that makes it difficult, but when the message is there, you need to get it right. Let's talk about the messages. Give me some idea of the different themes, the topics that in these messages and why they seem to be helping so many people.
Because it's just plain thoughts explaining that we are of two worlds. We are of human life on this earth, as well as a spiritual being inside us. And therefore, we're actually communicating with other beings outside our earth through the spiritual world, and nobody understands the spiritual world. And that's why this has been created, so people can understand we're of two beings in one body.
Did you have an understanding of the spiritual world before you started getting these messages from God, or was this enlightening for you as well?
Well, actually, when my father died, that night I went out of my body, looked at myself, and went back. So I knew there was life after death.
With us on the program is Stanley Rainbow. He's the author of the book God-Inspired Quotations and Understandings, coming to us via Skype from New Zealand. This republished book is now available for sale at its lowest retail price. It's available for sale at all Amazon sites, at Barnes & Noble, at Page Turner's Bookstore, Chapters Indigo in Canada, Waterstones in the UK, Booktopia in Australia and New Zealand, and a lot more, basically wherever you will find books. And you'll find in reading Stanley's book why it's been so influential in touching and changing the lives of so many people. What has this experience been like for you in writing this book and sharing this message? This has to be a very rewarding time for you, because you've taken this information that you've received and you're now making it available to everybody. How exciting is this, the process of getting your book to this level worldwide now?
Well, I'm still not sure, Rick. Actually, seeing it in the bookshops in New Zealand, then I realized that the book is existing.
Yes. It's just it's incredible the message that you're getting out there and the impact that it's having on people. Let's talk a little bit about the book writing process. When did you feel you had enough messages that you could put them all together to form a book? Did that take a while to get enough that you felt, I've got enough material now that I'm going to write this book?
Well, it was basically as if God had set the amount of questions and understandings I had to put in the book.
Yeah, it's sort of, you had a co-writer as you were writing this book, or God had a co-writer as he was writing the book, depending on how you look at it. It's remarkable the way,
correct,
the inspiration that came. What is the takeaway when somebody reads your book, God-Inspired Quotations and Understandings? What do you hope the reader takes away from reading the book?
To understand that they're not just a human being in a body, but they communicate further than they realize inside themselves. Because we humans at the moment are looking for aliens from other places in the universe, and they were actually looking for us. Because in the Bible, God said, when you pass away, you will meet me face to face in my spiritual image, not human image, as people are thinking.
Very interesting. Stanley Rainbow, our guest on the program from New Zealand. His book is God-Inspired Quotations and Understanding. You'll find it at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Page Turner, all of those, and we'll give you those as we go throughout the program. What has this process meant to you from a spiritual standpoint? And did this give you more understanding as you were getting these messages? And did you grow in your belief because of the messages you were receiving?
Yes, I did, Rick. And also, I have a second book in production right now. And it's the same cover, but got volume 2 on it. Everything is the same. Copyright, everything is in the second book as well. And that one's more interesting than the first.
And I was going to ask if you are still receiving these messages. You're on to the second book now. You're still getting messages?
Correct.
How often does that happen?
Practically every day.
So you basically carry a notebook around with you so you can, or a tape record or something, so you can record the messages you're receiving.
I write them down every time I get one.
Does this happen like at work? I know you said you work 6 days a week. Do you get messages there as well?
Yes, I get them anytime, Rick. I just when I finish my run and I've been getting these things while I'm traveling, I've got to the other end, I've written them all down, so I haven't forgotten them.
Now, I mentioned in the beginning that you are involved in helping other people involved in charitable work, and that I would assume this is sort of an extension of that, isn't it? The fact that you really are able to help people.
Correct. I can communicate with people on any level because that's the mind that God gave me. I was in a taxi once driving a scientist to the airport, and after the conversation on his level, he looked at the steering wheel and myself as if to say, why are you driving a taxi when you just talked my language?
You were sent there with a mission, and you're fulfilling that mission with the book God-Inspired Quotations and Understanding. Stanley Rainbow is the author and our guest on the program. A fascinating background. I understand when you were born, the doctor had a choice. He could either deliver you or go meet the queen, and he was a little irritated that he had to deliver you because of your timing. What talk about that? The queen was there, and he was all set to meet her.
Yes, he actually had a personal invitation to meet the queen stepping off the wharf as she stepped onto New Zealand, and I came along and was born. And in those days, you used to get a smack to make you cry. Well, I didn't get one, I got two. And my life has sort of been up and down like that ever since.
I can imagine that. Here he's ready to meet the queen. And I'm fascinated by the background, growing up in what you described as a working class family. What was that like? What influence did that family life? You mentioned how close you were with your father. What influence did that have on your life and your faith and possibly receiving these messages today?
It was important because I was sort of squeezed in the middle, and with such a big family, we had our own chores, and they used to chop and change their chores. So in the finish, I did all the chores so that the peace could stay in the family.
Yeah, it's interesting. You grew up, as I mentioned, with six siblings, the fourth child, so sort of in the middle of all those kids growing up. A few minutes left in the program. I know you've got some goals for the book. One is the obvious, that you want to get this message out and to help other people. But funds raised with this book, you have goals for that as well, things that you would like to do with the money raised by selling God-inspired quotations and understandings. What would you like to do with the proceeds from the book?
Like I told you, the proceeds is to help the underprivileged in the world. Form a charity to help get the streetless people off the streets and into warm beds at night, because I can understand how at nighttime when it's very cold, what they have to put up with.
Noble goal, besides reaching people and with this powerful message, these powerful message that you have to be able to take the proceeds and to help people as well. Why do you think God is giving you these messages and showing you what he's shown you over the years and continues to do that? Why do you think that Stanley has been chosen for these messages?
I'm not really sure. I'm not asked God. But in tight crisis, three times I've asked God why he put me on this earth. Because I I don't know why, because it's not my earth, and I've told God this, it's not my earth, and I was still here, and now I found my purpose was to write these books explaining the difference between human and spiritualness that people have in them but do not use them properly.
What kind of response have you been getting from people who have read the book, friends, family, that type of thing, and from church people? What kind of response are you getting for the book?
Well, actually, sometimes I'm getting various responses. Well, I don't go to church on Sundays myself because I'm working on that day, but the churches are only there for people to worship God and hear his words, because Jesus taught out in the wilderness. He did not teach in churches. That's why God asked for churches to be built, to hear his words. You carry God with you, inside you, wherever you go. He is inside every human being.
Just about out of time. We have Stanley Rainbow, our guest. Such an important program coming to us from New Zealand, the book God Inspired Quotations and Understandings. You'll find at all Amazon sites, at Barnes & Noble, Page Turner's Bookstore, Chapters Indigo in Canada, Waterstones in the UK, Booktopia in Australia and New Zealand, literally all around the world, and working on a new book there as well. Stanley, I mentioned that you've worked with Page Turner. You mentioned before in working with them. What's it been like in working with Page Turners to get this message out there to all over the world?
I'm very thankful for them to being assisting me in this book. But at the moment, I cannot push the second book in advertising at the moment, because I'm sort of stuck financially to get it moving again like I want to. But Page Turner and Media and the contacts have been very, very helpful to me, and I recommend them to anyone.
Well, I appreciate you taking time to join us on the program from New Zealand. Hopefully the second book comes around and gets out and touching people as well very soon, and we'll have a chance to talk about that as well. Stanley Rainbow coming to us from New Zealand. His book is God-Inspired Quotations and Understandings. You'll find wherever books are sold, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Page Turner, information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Stanley, a pleasure to have you on the program. Best of luck with getting the second book out there. Congratulations on the success of this book. Thank you for sharing. It's a remarkable story. You're doing great work. Thank you for being with us on the program.
It's been my pleasure.
And with us, once again, Stanley Rainbow, the book God Inspired Quotations and Understandings. You're listening to This Week in America, and we're back after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.